I mean, I outlined the reasons at the time. I'm not in favour of an election at this time, number one. Number two, he was very responsive to the efforts by Edel McSherry and the acting president of St Angela's College at the time to amalgamate, as was the wishes of all the staff there, with the IT and ultimately the ATU. NUIG was the trajectory that St Angela's College was on, and Edel and Amanda and the staff there felt that they would be much better for the college to be associated and as part of Sligo IT and ultimately the ATU, which is the case. I think that does two things. It secures the future of the faculty of St Angela's and its history here in this part of the country. And it also adds critical mass and momentum to the Sligo campus of the ATU, whereas had it have ended up in NUIG, the view of the staff and my own view was that ultimately they'd strip out the academic prowess for it. We'd have a home economics school in NUIG in Galway and empty buildings out at Clonharriva. So I think Simon Harris was very much open and listening to the will of the college at that time. And he was prepared to do what a lot of ministers aren't prepared to do in my time in politics, and that was to overrule officials. So there were the reasons that I supported him. Obviously, between now and the next election, I'll be trying to hold him to account, questioning on various things and trying to secure what we can for this part of the country and raising other concerns I have about other aspects of policy.
In terms of when that election will be, we've heard former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern saying that should have been in June when the days are longer and so on. Do you think that is the case? Do you agree with that? And do you feel that there's an appetite out there for a general election?
No, I think general elections, as I said on the Niall Delaney show earlier, the second general election is called, there's about 6 months of lip service and autopilot. There's no work done. Yes, elections are hugely important. I believe the time for them is every 5 years, and then the responsibility falls to everybody who is elected to make it work, to challenge government, to ensure that government are held to account, to raise issues of importance or whatever. But obviously the ambition of most oppositions, all oppositions, is to be in government. So regularly you'll hear them saying, oh, we want an election, we want an election, we want an election. An election will always come pretty soon. It'll be sometime between October and March. People will have their opportunity to decide. And then I hope we enter another five-year period where all of those elected can knuckle down, those in government, those in opposition, to ensure that the people are adequately represented and we progress on the many challenges that face our country.
So do you think this government will see out the full term then?
I think it will, probably, or close to it. I think we'd see another budget at the beginning of October. The legislation to underpin a budget typically takes about 6 weeks. So I think the earliest you'll see an election is sort of mid to late November, or perhaps more likely at the beginning of the spring after Christmas.